Deprojection of X-ray data in galaxy clusters, confronting simulations with observations, by Kartik C. Sarkar et al. Numerical simulations with varying realism indicate an emergent principle. Multiphase condensation and large cavity power occur when the ratio of the cooling time to the free fall time, T-cool, TFF, falls below a threshold value close to 10. Observations indeed show cool core signatures when this ratio falls below 20 to 30, but the prevalence of cores with T-cool, TFF ratio below 10 is rare as compared to simulations. In X-ray observations, we obtain projected spectra from which we have to infer radial gas density and temperature profiles. Using idealized models of X-ray cavities and multiphase gas in the core and 3D hydrojet ICM simulations, we quantify the biases introduced by deprojection based on the assumption of spherical symmetry in determining T-cool, TFF. We show that while the used methods are able to recover the T-cool, TFF ratio for relaxed clusters, they have an uncertainty of a factor of 2 to 3 in systems containing large cavities, is greater than or equal to 20 kpc. We also show that the mass estimates from these methods, in the absence of X-ray spectra close to the virial radius, suffer from a degeneracy between the virial mass, M200, and the concentration parameter, C, in the form of M200C squared approximately equals constant. Additionally, lack of soft X-ray is less than or equal to 0.5 keV. Coverage and poor spatial resolution make us overestimate min, T-cool, TFF, by a factor of few in clusters with min, T-cool, TFF, is less than or equal to 5. This bias can largely explain the lack of cool core clusters with min, T-cool, TFF, is less than or equal to 5. This was deprojection of X-ray data in galaxy clusters, confronting simulations with observations, by Kartik C. Sarkar et al.